Miracle Woman, written by Marita Conlon McKenna and read by Caroline Lennon.
Martha and Evie watched as a passerby stared in the window of Evie's embroidery store, both of them waiting for the shop bell to jangle and announce the arrival of a customer. Martha was almost glad when the woman decided to move on and not disturb them. She'd fetched two large cappuccinos to go from the donut store across the street, and licking the frothy top off her own one, she lowered herself into one of Evie's hand-decorated chairs. "God, it's so hard to get back into work after having such a great break. That's the worst of vacations. You get to almost dread coming home." Martha smiled. Herself and Mike never managed to ever get more than about 7 or 8 days away, as Mike always pleaded having too much work to do and acted as if the other software engineers up at CPI couldn't be trusted to keep things running smoothly without him. Evie rooted about in her bulging leather purse and drew out a wad of freshly developed photos. She passed them over to Martha to peruse, explaining the ins and outs of their holiday in Maine and the picnics and expeditions they'd enjoyed. Martha admired them, but was glad to have her closest friend back home. They sat in companionable silence, drinking their coffees and gazing around the small store. Martha had to admit that opening an embroidery store off the corner of Centre and Lime Street hadn't really seemed a good idea when Evie had first mentioned it to her. Evie had been bursting with excitement at the idea of taking over the old hat and glove shop and opening a store dedicated to embroidery, the fiddly craft that she enjoyed so much. Martha thought she was mad, guessing there were probably only a handful of people in the eastern area with a similar interest to Evie's. Luckily, her friend's enthusiasm and innate good sense had prevailed, and Golden Threads, named after a line in the poem by the famous Irish poet W.B. Yeats that they had all learned in school, had come into being. New England must be full of needlewomen, judging by the amount of custom that Evie had already built up. "Martha, look at this amazing sampler I discovered in an old second-hand store." "It's fine work, Evie. Whoever made it must have spent days and nights working on it to get that intricate stitching right. Just look at those colours, all hand-dyed. I know they faded, but can you imagine it reworked? Will you sell it?" Evie vehemently shook her head. "Never! This is too good a piece of work." Martha agreed. "It'll hang on the wall." Martha smiled to herself. All Evie's favourite samplers and precious pieces that she collected ended up on the display wall, there to be admired and commented on and even copied, but most certainly not for sale.